another show from this trio of tenuous friends. I don't know, if it were me, I'd probably throw the towel in, but hell, I guess they'll try it again. Here's the general concept of what they will do. Ooh, they find a piece of media they want to review. Ooh, provided that it ties into the riddle purview. Ooh, so now it's time for Hey Randall Riddles Review Crew.
Lurdy, lurdy, this review crew's turning 30. That means you get a couple pinches from old Aunt JPC. A pinch, 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 pinch.
Salt? You put salt in my eyes.
Yeah, pinch of salt.
Hey, JPC, the review crew turned 40 today, actually. Is that a problem?
It's not 30?
It's.
I got my wires crossed.
Oh.
I got my wires crossed. I thought it was turning 30 today.
Well, you've been on... JPC, I should tell everyone I've been keeping it a secret to surprise everyone. JPC confided in me that he has been on Duolingo for Swedish Chef. Language.
Yeah, and I'm also on Dua Lipa for dancing. Famously lanky dancer.
I mean, I guess one would say Swedish, but specifically Swedish Chef, if we want to get specific.
In my family, I think it was for my dad and his siblings, they had a mug that they would gift each other Christmas on the year that one of them turned 40, and it just said, I think it was like Dirty 40 and Fun or something like that on the mug. But I remember when my last aunt turned 40, because she was the youngest, there was like a 20-year age gap in my dad's siblings. And then I don't know what happened to that mug, but I'm like, am I going to get that mug in a few years? Like, what's going on?
I've heard dirty 30s. I've never heard dirty 40s. Hey, I'm trying to live dirty till I die, man.
Yeah, it's
dirty every fucking year till I die.
Dirty is for every age. Let's be honest.
You don't gotta be old or young to be dirty. You can just be dirty.
No bed frame. Mm-hmm. Bottles
it's a lifestyle.
Empty cans everywhere. Speaking of empty cans everywhere,
guys, can I ask you a question?
Uh huh.
Orange, you glad we don't have to drink any more orange soda?
Aaron, you are crushing it.
JPC.
Sun-kissed.
Hi, I'm Aaron Keefe, and I drank 100 cans of orange soda this week.
I have a document with all my notes, and I literally titled it, Orange, you glad you're waking up to this? Because I woke up, well, let's be honest, I woke up at like noon today, and I had to stumble over to the fridge, take out 13 different orange sodas,
and stumble to the kitchen, orange and soda.
And just to check in, we all drink all 12 ounces of every soda, right? That was the review.
And just also to check in, yeah, Casey Tony is here as well. So Casey, welcome to the review crew.
Yeah, hey, what's up? And I have to say something because we're on the topic of Orange You Glad. Genuinely, here is what I have consumed today.
Okay.
Whatever, like 10 orange fucking sodas. We'll go through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I drank them. Addle had a spit bowl. I'm sure he'll get into that. But I didn't drink the whole thing. But
I had a wine tasting spit bucket, yes.
Yeah, I did the thing. I would be like, if this was my dirty 40 birthday party, I would be drunk on the wine at the wine tasting. But here's the thing. So I had 10 to 12 orange sodas and a banana for breakfast.
Wow.
So I'm living Orange You Glad. I didn't say banana. But it's the opposite, right? Is it banana you glad?
Banana you glad.
I didn't say orange.
Casey, yeah. just to compare and contrast, I've had 13 orange sodas and 2 cups of coffee, and that's all I've had today.
Oh, no. Addle.
Wait a second.
I am pissing green.
I'm getting stuck up on something, and maybe you guys can help me out with this. You guys keep saying that you had the orange soda. What do you mean by that?
Well...
You drank it?
Swallowed. They said they swallowed.
Yeah, we swallowed.
Oh, I mean, like, I have all of my orange soda right here. But
why do you have it with you?
God.
I'm about to review it.
Unopened orange soda.
I'm about to review it. What do you mean, why do I have it? Why did you guys drink it?
I'm going to go grab one.
Dunkin' Donuts all over again.
If we were reviewing grass, would you go and eat the grass? No. What are you talking about?
I mean, it's about as edible.
What are you talking? Yeah, exactly. Here's the math that I did. I thought about it, and the review just says we have to review every orange soda on the market. I was like, okay, review every orange soda on the market. The market means, what do I have in my vicinity? That's my market. I have 9 different orange sodas here in front of me. I was like, well, what could the review part of that mean? And then I thought about it, and I said, well, like if I was to review poison, you wouldn't expect me to eat poison. This is all poison, so why would I eat it? So I have my glass that I'm going to review the soda with. I have my bucket, which I'm going to dump the soda in after I'm done reviewing it.
That's way too big of a bucket.
It's 5 gallons. It's 5 gallons. No spills in my office.
Oh,
and
my
I'm ready to review. I mean, I don't understand this. You guys drank the soda. What would possibly drive you to do such a thing?
Well, Adam and I didn't really eat today, so we're kind of loopy, to be fair.
I have soda head is what the kids are calling it.
Oh, man.
Can I say something before we start? This is the first time I've ever felt bad about something I did.
Yeah.
And that's a good run, to be honest.
And that, no, I feel bad constantly. But I felt really guilty about this one.
Mm-hmm.
Adel was like, hey, what should I put in the review crew poll? And I had a couple real ones. And then I said this one to make Adel laugh, which is a good thing to try to do as a person, but not mm-hmm. good in this context.
Yeah.
And I laughed then. I'm crying now.
I know. And when this I realized, I mean, one of our sweet patrons commented, and I can look up who it was. Every month, this community proves that democracy doesn't work.
here's the thing.
And they're right.
I thought about that, and they're wrong, because this is what democracy leads to. This is pure democracy, and you get what you pay for.
Yeah, I'm for an electoral college for a riddle review cruise.
We need to elect delegates.
All I'm saying is I feel bad, and I'm sorry. This is my fault. I'm sorry you had to buy this much orange soda. I'm sorry to whatever happens to your bodies. I'm sorry.
Does anyone else have a fucking headache right now? Does anyone have a headache?
I'm hovering 2 inches off the floor. I'm not even in a chair right now.
What this experience has taught us is if let's take America, for example. If America had a pure representative democracy, like the president would be a McDonald's cheeseburger and we would all be underwater right now.
I also just want to voice a disclaimer.
Okay.
I've had people reach out to me, and anytime we do the review crew, it's either, I mean, we've done some recently where it's purely curated by someone whose birthday it is that month, but we always check in. We always say, like, what do we want on the review crew? What are we going to have? It's the three of us all check in together. I've had people reach out before and be like, hey, I don't think this is good for Aaron. Like, it's a lot of like, let's protect Aaron at all costs, which is great. I agree with that.
You
but this was Aaron's idea.
Me?
No, I think they should. But there's several times where it's like Aaron has picked something. Like, I think Aaron picked Applebee's maybe. And then people were like, I don't know if, or not Applebee's, Outback Steakhouse,
maybe
whatever
it was Olive Garden or something.
We truly didn't go to Applebee's.
But there's a choice on the poll where someone reached out to me and they're like, I don't think Aaron can eat here because she's gluten free. And like, can you please think of her when da da da? And I was like, that was Aaron's choice. So please know. Please know that anything that's on the poll, the three of us have all signed off on. You vote to your little heart's content, but
I'm asking them to protect me from myself. I'm saying pick
that's
me, choose
thing.
Me,
that's,
love
that's
me. I'm testing
different.
Their
that's
love.
I'm
testing their love every day. I go, do you love me or are you going to let me drink all this orange soda?
Aaron, what are you sipping on right now, by the way?
Yeah, what are you sipping on?
I ran and it wasn't even in the fridge. So this was on an on-the-counter can of Crush.
Okay.
Lukewarm.
Crush. So you're not going to hear, you just heard Aaron take a drink. I was going to say you're not going to hear any drinking on this podcast, but we'll put a disclaimer in the episode description that there's possible drinking. But
sorry.
What you're definitely going to hear is the sound of the Crush opening. Okay.
Ooh.
Pretty silent. Pretty silent open. Pretty silent.
Orange soda sounds better open from a can. Most of mine were bottles, but opening an orange soda from a can is satisfying.
Right, I'm going to get a little
pour.
Like
it's going to tell you a whisper.
Ooh.
Okay, cool. Not a bad pour secret. On the Orange Crush, I got to say. Pour, I want to say 7.5.
Okay, not a bad pour. What are you talking
about? He's
It's liquid.
Let's see the lees on this. Let me do the lees on this. Okay.
What are you getting notes of?
Notes of citrus and poison.
Which
okay,
is
I have
my
a
heavy
question.
Metal 80s band.
Yeah.
This is important before we get started.
Okay.
What is everyone's relationship with orange soda too? Do you ever order it on purpose? Did you like it growing up? How do you feel about it before this? How did you feel about orange soda?
Mm-hmm. Can I start real quick? Because I just got to say, one of my orange soda reviews is because I had an orange soda 2 days ago. but for that one, to be fair, it was like an artisanal one. It was Virgil's. I don't know if you know Virgil's, but...
I'm familiar, but I don't know that I've ever had one.
Well, I've never had their cream soda, and it was honestly out of curiosity. I was like, I need to grab a drink at this, you know, Mediterranean restaurant. And I was like, oh, mm-hmm. like they have this and I like Virgil's. Their cream soda is the best. Their root beer is pretty good. So I'm not like opposed to an orange soda in those specific cases. It's like when you want like a McDonald's hamburger or something like that. You just want that specific flavor.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of where I am with orange soda, but it's definitely not like a number one or even number four.
I don't think you can call, you can't call anything that costs $2.50 artisanal. I'm sorry, my dude.
Dude, $2.50 for a single glass bottle of orange soda? If that's not artisanal, man.
Honestly, though, I think I paid like $2 for like a thing of Fanta, so I don't necessarily know that. Maybe I just got ripped off at the Jewel.
Adam, what was your relationship?
I've always been, my entire life, ever since I was a young little addle, I've always loved a little addle. That's fun. I've always loved root beer.
A skittly addle too, little addle.
I've always loved root beer. So root beer's been my jam since forever. That's always my number one go-to. I've dabbled in, I feel like orange soda is root beer adjacent. So I've dabbled in orange soda, but it's never really caught on. I feel like every 3 or 4 years I go back to it. I'm like, I like orange soda. And then I have it. I'm like, it's fine. I did find when we were on vacation with, when I was on vacation with my family for the holidays in Galena, Illinois, a few weeks ago, I did find there's a little boutique, a little shop that was a root beerery. I think that's what they said. So it's this small little shop and all they sold was root beer and orange soda. So I was able to find a lot of like weird
specialty
brands. They didn't have a ton. They had mostly had root beer, but, yeah, so Aaron, my relationship is fairly ice cold. I did find one time I remember having Pineapple Crush and being like, Pineapple Crush is phenomenal.
Wow.
And Orange Crush is fine.
Okay.
Yeah. JPC? So I don't search it out.
So I don't think I've had soda, and I don't drink soda, and I don't think I've had soda since 2015, I want to say. So I've been off soda for like, what, eight years now. I don't think I ever would have searched out orange soda. I'm looking at the orange soda in front of me, and I struggle to remember a time in my life where I've had any of it. By the way, I have 9 in front of me. There is one of these orange sodas, however, that I was very into as a kid. Very into.
No. Oh, I can't wait to know what it is.
But yeah, I'm not a soda guy, and B, like orange soda, I just don't think it was ever really my jam. I was always I won't spoil what kind of soda I liked as a youth, but I don't think my dad like never brought home any orange soda. My dad was the only one who would buy soda, and I don't think I ever sought it out. Aaron, what about you?
I love orange soda, but in the context is so specific. I would never just like order it at a restaurant or drink it on its own. To me, it is the perfect fast food soda.
Okay.
So when I go to McDonald's and I'm really doing it and I'm like getting my order or Wendy's, I feel like orange soda is perfect, but it needs the balance because it's so sweet and sugary tasting that it needs the balance of like French fries and a burger.
Yeah.
But I love it in that context. But it's not like I have it that often. Maybe once a year.
I think it's better from a fountain too.
Yeah. And that's my gold standard orange soda is the McDonald's. I mean, same with Coke and Diet Coke because they mix it in-house.
McDonald's
and
root beer. Great. Yeah.
All their sodas are the
they
best.
They mix it in-house.
They
that
do.
Sounds artisanal.
What brand do they serve at McDonald's?
I think it's Fanta.
It's Fanta. Okay. That makes sense because Fanta's Coke.
Yeah. So it's their orange soda. It is so good at McDonald's. That is my 10, and then everything else I compared to that.
Interesting.
Should we go through brand by brand? Like, what's the best way to do this?
I think we each have some that others don't have, right? So should we find which ones we all have, then kind of split off into the...
Everybody must have Crush, right? Did everyone get Crush?
Yeah.
Should we just bail and talk about Glass Sunyan?
Well, I said, famously, I sent a text because in our text thread, orange soda won, and in our text thread, we all had a meltdown and we're like, this sucks. And then I said, how about we review orange soda while watching Glass Onion? And JPC vehemently said, nope.
My thought was maybe we'll do Glass Onion on the show at some later date.
Which
maybe
is totally
someone,
valid.
Some brave soul will say like, hey, let's do a mystery.
But I was just trying to provide the back door to an old-timey pair of pajamas.
I can start on crush. I've been letting this crush breathe now for like 6 minutes. I will say that the smell, there's like an acidic, like kind of
burn.
It kind of burns, but it also kind of feels like I'm smelling a piece of science when I smell this orange soda.
Correct. It's a piece of science.
The leaves are good. It's got a good hand feel to it. Bottle has a little like swirl design and the aerodynamics, which is good for grip. I will overall. Let me real quick. I'm going to pour it in my slot bucket and test its pour.
Okay.
Pretty good pour. Okay, I'm going to give this 0 stars.
Okay. Yeah. And that's out of
how many buckets?
That's going to be out of 10.
Out of 10.
How is that
okay.
Possible?
Yeah, that's a 0 for me.
I'll talk about crush real quick, and I will say I didn't do this for every soda, but my goal was to rate everything based on packaging, color, sweetness, orange flavor, overall flavor, and for all the carbonation out there, carbonation.
Great.
So crush, I had this in an aluminum can. I think the packaging was pretty great. I like that there's vines on it. I feel like every orange soda had an orange slice on it, but Crush goes the extra inch and gives you vines.
Yeah.
Very fun. I had orange flavor 2 out of 5, overall flavor 3 out of 5. I think I was being a little generous. Sweetness was 2 out of 5, carbonation 2 out of 5. I do find like the carbonation, most orange sodas feel a little flat, in my opinion. Like, there's not a lot of visible carbonation.
Yeah.
You get a little mouth tingle, but I feel like it's one of the least carbonated sodas, in my opinion. So Crush, I was fairly low on.
It's caffeine free. Most, I think, orange soda is caffeine free. Is that right? Crush and Fanta and Sunkist are.
A lot of ones I had were.
Does that have to do with the carbonation? Does the caffeine free and the carbonation have like a
good call?
No, because isn't Sprite like very carbonated?
Yeah,
it's caffeine free.
Yeah. I think it's just what people expect. But to me, that more carbonation separates it further from orange juice, which is like essential for it. So I agree that I think most of these, one of my complaints is that it's undercarbonated.
Yeah. I think Sunkist, by the way, is not caffeine free. I think maybe just Fanta and Crush are caffeine free.
Hmm. I think Crush ended up being my second favorite, or at least in my top three. To me, it's perfect because it has a slight aftertaste, but it's not overpowering. And then you also feel like you're not just having... So many orange sodas feel like you're having an orange LaCroix.
Yeah.
Like, they do enough of the punch of the soda flavor. It just feels like hint of orange and hint of bubbles, not carbonated enough. So I enjoyed Crush, the original flavor. I think it hits the right buttons for me.
I got to say, high fructose corn syrup coming in strong in the old second ingredient for a lot of these things.
I would assume
it's
so.
Like all caps
and if big
and bold.
Orange soda is listening, give us a highly carbonated orange soda.
Yeah, I'm wondering if any of the ones that I have here today are going to be highly caffeinated or carbonated. I don't think so.
Oh, Casey, did you review Crush?
So Crush, here's the thing. So I had not only normal Crush, but I also... made Crush with a Soda Stream, but I didn't have like any official, I don't know if there's like an official Soda Stream. They do this a lot. They'll have like either an off brand kind of like syrup flavoring or a brand that you can add. But all I had was the powder that you're supposed to add, I think, to just like a bottle of water or a cup of water.
Okay.
And,
gross.
So I mixed the right amount, into a Soda Stream. I'll review that second though, because that's kind of a special. I will say that Crush, I put all of these in an order, and Fanta to me was a little better than Crush, which I'll get into, but Crush is definitely better than Sunkist. And I think like the thing is the flavor is kind of better balanced, and it's not as syrupy as what I wrote here, but still very sweet.
In your order, I mean, where is it? Is it bottom of the barrel, middle of the pack? Is it top of the charts? What are we talking with Crush?
I would say it's middle.
It's a
and
mid.
That's just because I had Virgil's and Kickstart, which I surprisingly liked.
Crush is mid.
It lacks carbonation, though, to counter that sweetness, which I think is the problem. But here's where the Soda Stream comes into play, because I thought it actually tasted slightly better than the regular Crush, but it had a worse aftertaste, as a lot of those powder things do, because of what remains at the end is just that, which is why it would probably work better as an actual syrup.
The remains of the day.
Mm-hmm. Since you control the amount of carbonation in the soda stream, I didn't do this for this one, but I would easily give it like one more pump of carbonation, and I think that would totally amp it up. So there's something to that.
What if you just took a bottle of Crush, poured it in the soda stream, and then carbonated it? Could you just recarbonate Crush?
Yeah, I mean, I totally could. I could also throw it all in the trash.
yeah, I could do that too.
And eat an actual meal today. So we'll see what happens.
No. Do the first thing.
One last thing is I did try each of them iced and chilled.
Oh, okay.
And so I have better iced and better chilled. Crush is better iced because it just counteracts a little bit of that sweetness.
That makes sense.
Hmm. Why am I still drinking this?
I'm going to do a pour on this Fanta.
Okay.
Do you wanna?
Oh, that's a gorgeous pour. That is a gorgeous pour on the Fanta. I got to say, color consistency, Fanta is a little bit lighter than the Crush.
Interesting.
A little more translucent, not as viscous. Smell profile, exactly the same. Straight up smells like poison. Truly can't tell the difference. Maybe there is no difference. Smells like poison. I'm going to give it a old bucket pour. Really nice bucket pour on that. Smooth finish on the bucket pour. I'm going to give this one 0 stars.
And that's out of?
That's out of 10 stars.
Okay.
I'm sensing a pattern of what is to come from JPC in this.
No, you can't sense a pattern after 2. Patterns are made by the 3.
Just legally, we should say the buckets were poor, and then Charlie, of course, inherited the factory, so they are well off, they're upper middle class.
Well, now he's got costs out the ass. It's like, you know, paying Oompa Loompas.
I thought I'd have a lot to say about Fanta, but all I said was spooky lack of aftertaste could be way fizzier.
Mm. Yeah, again, all of these lacked a lot of carbonation. Sure. I had Fanta from a plastic bottle. I thought there was a great bold font in that Fanta logo. Classic half orange included in there as well. I thought the color of it was a setting sun orange. Mm-hmm. 3 out of 5 orange taste. I'd say 4 out of 5 overall. I thought this is probably one of the better ones. Carbonation 2 out of 5. Sweetness 3 out of 5.
Contains no juice, by the way, on Fanta.
No, of course not.
Sad.
Aaron, did you have it out of a bottle or a can?
I had Fanta out of, this is the saddest one, I'm pretty sure. I had it. It's the only one I could find, and it's a 2-liter.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, out of a rat's mouth or something.
Yeah, same thing.
The saddest
though.
One.
I think for me, I like Fanta slightly better than Crush, and I think when Aaron said there's, like, a lack of aftertaste, I think that was something that I thought was good about it, is because a lot of these just kind of leave a bitter, like, kind of indescribable aftertaste, and they typically don't have enough carbonation, so it's just kind of like you have that sitting on your tongue at the end. I think it did, to me, taste a little more carbonated than the rest of them, which is what I think pretty much puts it above. I did think it was like reminiscent, the flavor of like Kool-Aid or orange popsicles, the ones that are just like the plastic,
you know,
the liquid that you put in the fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it did taste artificial, but maybe there was like kind of like a nostalgia factor that made me more tolerant.
I'm not reading anything artificial in here. Do you think yellow 6 and red 40 comes from grapes? Or do you think that's maybe made up in a lab?
It comes from the sun.
Oh, better chilled. Better chilled.
Yeah.
I'm a yellow 6, but an LA 4.
Is it's 143% of your sugar in one serving.
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Just the one last thing about that is it is, I think, better chilled because it's more balanced and it doesn't need ice.
Interesting. Better balance on the Fanta.
I feel like we should have, I forget the guy's name who did Supersize Me, but I feel like we should have done all of this while consulting like a doctor. Like, really?
Yeah. I thought you meant for like a month straight.
Yeah.
We should have done this every day, for a month.
They test our blood in between each sip to make sure we're not dying.
Shall we move on to Sunkist?
Yes.
Okay, so Sunkist. Ooh, best open so far. Best open performance so far from a Sunkist. That's
interesting.
That's a great open. Let's go ahead and give it a little. Okay, pungent aroma coming off of great pour, by the way. Great pour on the Sunkist. Stellar pour. The lees, check the lees. Okay, yeah. Pretty straight. Okay. So immediately I'm getting hit with an aroma that I can only describe as poison and cold. Like cold poison is basically what I'm smelling here. It looks almost exactly the same as Fanta, I will say. It's got a lighter consistency, maybe a little more viscous than Fanta. I will go ahead and give it a little bucket pour.
Okay.
Wow. Really stellar bucket pour on that.
I'm interested to see where this stacks up with the other ones.
Yeah. Oof. Comparing this to the other ones is hard because they're so similar yet they're so different. I'm going to give this one 0 stars. Out of 10 stars.
And what did you give the other ones again?
So far to date, I've given 0, 0, and then this one is also a 0.
Okay.
Interesting. Mm. I did something insane, which is I tried the sugar-free Sunkist and the regular one. And did not
You
care
think
for
that's insane? I'd say making us review 13 orange sodas is insane.
I know, and I've apologized once half-heartedly. What more do you need from me, Al?
That's true. That's good.
I didn't care for the regular one at all, but for the sugar-free one, I said 8.5 tastes like hospital orange soda, but it's kind of nice. Yeah. I don't know.
Hospital
the
orange soda.
One.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah. I see what you mean.
I was definitely getting a hospital, a smell.
Well, yeah. Speaking of hospital.
Like deathbed.
Speaking of hospital, I call the color of this Pedialyte orange. Absolutely. I had it from a tiny little aluminum can, which I enjoy because small portions, and it also made me feel like a giant.
Yeah.
I dislike that with the packaging, there's fake perspiration on the can. I hate that. That just looks weird and gross. Orange flavor, 3 out of 5. Carbonation, 2 out of 5. Overall, 2 out of 5.
Sad.
Yeah, I do not sad. Like that perspiration, but I do think now I had my Sunkist from a plastic bottle. It's got the best grip of the three plastic bottles
that I've
used so far. It's
if someone tries
like
to steal it, you have a good grip on it.
It's got this little fucking waist on it that you just want to wrap your little fingers around and give a little kiss.
Of all the orange sodas I've had, that is the one I want to have sex with the most. So
I fuck this orange soda.
It's interesting that they spelled kissed, KIST.
Isn't that interesting? Now, isn't that interesting?
Now, is that like a difference? Is there, if you look in Webster's Dictionary, if you kissed someone, KIST, is that a different physical action than if you kissed someone?
I think it's all about the SEO, man. Back in like 1930 when they named
it's all about the SEX, Casey. You know what I'm saying? It sells.
The velvet kissed me.
Look at Crush and look at Sunkissed. Crush has a lower waist. Sunkissed has a higher waist. It's about center of gravity. I don't want to hold my Crush down here. Yeah. I want to hold my Sunkissed up here. So Sunkissed wins.
Look at
the
curves on that Sunkissed
the bottle ability.
Fucking.
And then I'm holding up a kissed son. This is Tom Brady's child.
You know what? I want to amend my Sunkist score. I'm going to give it 0 stars. I don't remember what I said before, but the bottle impressed me. I give it 0 stars.
Wow. Okay. All right. Last minute buzzer beater.
For me, Sunkist, I think the one benefit is that I wanted to fuck it more than the other orange juices.
Yes. Orange juice. Contains no juice. They all have to say in big caps, contains no juice.
I really did not like Sunkist. Of the regular, like the big three, Sunkist, Crush, and Fanta, it was easily my least favorite. I think it's overly sweet with a kind of thick syrup flavor. I thought it was tangy, but it lacked the crispy bite of citrus, which I thought was something that Fanta did well.
Crispy bite of citrus? What are you, fucking Robert Frost?
Look at you, buddy. We're going to count how many flavor adjectives we've added to this. I used to work in an Applebee's, okay? I know how to sell an orange soda.
Well, I just want to stop you right there. Aaron, can you go to that Applebee's that Casey used to work at, or should Casey have not mentioned that?
I want our listeners to stop me from going. If they really loved me, they wouldn't let me hurt myself.
Get a big Aaron-sized net like those old cartoons.
It was extremely undercarbonated. I did have it in one of those cans, the small cans, which I agree with Adel. Felt nice to hold. I had high hopes for it, but and it's better iced, but that's just because that counteracts like a little bit of that just awful artificial sweet.
I was getting that in just smell.
Mm-hmm.
But from all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. And you gave it a what?
That one was a 0 for me, 0 stars. Stars out of 10.
Okay.
As we all know, there are 10 stars in the night sky.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for you to give one a 10.
Yeah, let's name them. Teddy's, Mountain Dew Kickstart, Spreckers, 10 stars. What are we moving on to? What are we getting close to?
A few of us had Kickstart. Yeah.
If I may interject.
Sure.
We're at 33 minutes and we've reviewed 3 sodas.
Yeah, that's right. We're at a good clip.
I have one thing left to say about Sunkist.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that I tried one of their specialty flavors of orange soda.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, you had like orange mango or something, was it?
Yeah, the mango orange. But it tastes like a cough drop, but maybe I loved it.
okay.
It's Sean and I talked about this one for like 20 minutes. And we were like, what is wrong with this one? Mm. And we find it to be unpairable with any food. So if the purpose of orange soda is to have something sweet while you're having like your fast food,
something salty.
This would not taste good with fast food.
Well, Aaron, does it pair well with 9 other orange sodas drank in succession?
No, it tastes horrible in that context, most contexts. Okay. But that's my thought on that.
That's fair.
It's funny because I was about to say it's like milk with spaghetti, and then I realized Sean famously would drink milk with spaghetti.
Exactly.
One of the things that I was, we said on the market, so I went to 5 different places looking for orange soda and just buying whatever I could. Honestly, I will say Fanta, Sunkist, and Crush are the big 3. Those are the players that were front and center pretty much everywhere. I think that they're probably the biggest companies own them and they're the most, you know, whatever, mass produced. But I was, in my mind, I said, I will buy anything that has like the combination of soda and orange in it, I will buy. The 2 things that I didn't buy because they did not meet that criteria were I saw Fanta Jello. So it was like Jello.
Oh, that makes Fanta, me feel sick.
Fanta flavored Jello. I said, no, that's not really orange soda. So I'm not doing that. And then I saw a Monster energy drink. And I don't know if anyone drinks Monster energy drink, but the branding on Monster is insane because it was an orange can, but nowhere on the can did it say anything about it being an orange flavor. Like, it could have been orange for all I know, but it was really just because it was like Guarine Sunrise Smash. And I'm like, well, what is that though? Like, I don't know what flavor that is.
They're not in the business legally, of making sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think dollars. Monster legally has to just put question marks for their nutritional facts.
Sure.
Well, I think Fruitopia used to do that where they'd like make up, they'd be like, Boobleberry surprise. And it's like, what the fuck is Boobleberry?
That makes
and
sense.
They're like,
yeah.
We legally cannot talk about fruit. Actually, we shouldn't even said the word fruit.
Boobleberry.
We're not here.
drove over 3 people.
We actually have to now change it to Scientopia is the name of the drink.
I love that movie, by the way.
Absolutely.
Paul Thomas Anderson. Oh.
So a number of us had Kickstarts, right? Mountain Dew Kickstart?
Yeah, should we talk about Mountain Dew Kickstart?
Yeah.
I couldn't find it. Thank God.
Thank God. Now, this is what I will say. Mountain Dew Kickstart, this is a gas station find. This is the this is the orange citrus 5% juice. This is my first in a can, and this bad boy, it has caffeine. Mountain Dew don't fuck around. They bring the caffeine. Here we go. Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. Really,
that's a really satisfying crack on that. Let's see how he does in a pour. Shocking, by the way. Shocking looking at this color. Most carbonated so far. I can definitely see the bubbles. I don't know if you guys can see this. This is yellow. This is straight up not orange.
Dude, that is how I'm going to be peeing after all these orange sodas.
This is exactly
what it's going to look like.
I wrote it was Sunny D orange.
Yeah, it is. It to me, this is like... very different than what I've experienced.
Dehydrated
so far.
Yellow.
It's called the doctor immediately yellow. Maybe it's called drink some water yellow. That's what this is. Okay. Definitely a citrusy smell to it. I'm not getting as much science in this one. Now, maybe that's because there's 5% juice in there. So instead of being 100% science, this one's only 95% science. I gotta say, I'm gonna give it the old bucket pour.
Oh my God, here's the one.
Ooh, does not finish smooth in the bucket pour.
Oh no.
That's going to cost it.
The crisp was really
that's
nice.
That's going to cost it.
I got to say, for this one, I'm going to go, yep, 0. 0 stars on this one. Okay. I would not
if
drink this.
If the bucket
I would
pour
never...
had been better.
It could have. Who knows? I would
and
not recommend this one to anyone.
0?
What's that?
And that's out of 0, was it? 0 out of 0?
That's out of 10, I believe. 10 out of 10. Yeah, 0 out of 10.
Oh, out of 0, one of my favorite movies as well.
This is, by the way, this can,
Meryl Streep.
This big ass tall boy can is two servings. So it's the first one that we've had that is two servings in one can, which I think is insane.
Ew, I hate that.
Yeah, it's
pretty bad. Adel, you had this one as well?
I had this one. I didn't have much to say about it. It said 5% juice, which made me chuckle when I saw that. orange taste. I put a 3 out of 5 because I feel like they did have some artificials. They're really pushing for orange taste.
Yeah.
So I gave it 3 out of 5 just because I could sense they were trying so hard. Overall, 1 out of 5. This one, yeah, just not a lot to talk about. I will say we will get to Mountain Dew Livewire, and that's when I have a lot to say about.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get Livewire.
That's a big
That's when you get electrocuted while you're drinking orange soda. That's
when you're drinking Mountain Dew and your feet are not on the ground, you get Livewired.
Kickstart for me was surprising. I had it first because I wanted some caffeine to get going. And maybe this is bias because I hadn't drank a whole bunch of orange sodas.
Yeah, but maybe some bias in there.
Yeah, maybe. I actually thought Kickstart was not bad. I wouldn't buy it in any context.
Sure.
and I think I would be less driven to buy it than even something like Crush, because Crush or Fanta, it's like when you want that orange soda flavor, you want that orange soda flavor. But I thought the thing that Kickstart benefited from is that because it wasn't totally, it was trying to be somewhat organic, it just meant it was kind of smoother. But it was smoother in a way that didn't just feel flat, which is kind of the problem of like Sunkist or whatever, where it's just
sure.
This thick sweet that sticks on your tongue. And I thought Kickstart just kind of was better balanced. I will say it is this one really, well, let's just say the ice kickstarted this one because it is so much better iced. And I don't know if that's because it's kind of like an energy drink kind of thing or something, but one thing about the can, it does have a really satisfying feeling opening it, but I feel like it squishes in the center a little too easily when you hold it.
Scary.
Because it's like, because it's double length, but it's really thin aluminum. So as you're pulling it or pouring it, it like your thumb kind of bends in it. And I don't have much to say about the cans and bottles, but that was something that bothered me.
Okay.
So 0 out of 10.
That makes me feel kind of sick to think about, is the can being too squishy in the middle.
Noticeably squishy.
Yeah.
Oh, that means the liquid is burning through the aluminum.
Yeah, so just think about the Sunkist again, the bottle there. Oh.
Maybe the aluminum is drinking it because it's so good. It's so good that the aluminum has a taste.
That's an ad. That's marketing. So good, even the cans drink it.
Yeah. Ew. Hey, Adel, I know it's your first day on the marketing team, but you're fired. Huh? What? All right, Aaron, since we all did one that you didn't do, do you have one that you can talk about?
That's a good question.
That we didn't do, maybe?
I did Olipop, which is like...
I did a couple
healthy ones, yeah.
Okay, cool. So talk about Olipop.
Talk about Olipop. So Olipop is like a prebiotic soda, and they have like a cola flavor. They have like a vanilla cola.
You're pregnant.
Thank you.
Exactly. And I got kind of into these during the pandemic, so I was familiar with this. And I this is the issue with this one, is I'm not sure if I just gaslit myself into liking these or if these are actually good. But I gave this an 8.8. Because it gets the job done, but it doesn't give you that sick feeling after.
What is
you
the job,
drink
though?
So what's the job is to kill you.
I feel like I'm drinking a nice little orangey treat with my food, but it doesn't give you that like sick sugar feeling. It's not eating through aluminum. You know what
Got
I mean?
It, of course. Yeah, sure. The job.
I'm going to make a call here, and I hate to call a woman crazy, but Aaron.
The optics, Casey.
Casey will not be invited back.
So I won't.
Good save.
Everyone enjoy Casey's last review group.
But oh my God, Olipop, I hated so much. It's like the thing is though, Aaron. As I tasted it, I was like, I could get why people would like this. And I almost felt the same the first time I had LaCroix. Like it took me a while to like it because it was such a distinct flavor.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I felt about the Olipop. But to me, I said it's like they tried to taste organic and came back around the other end. Had a bitter aftertaste, and it felt poorly balanced all around, in my opinion. And surprisingly, it was better chilled. It was worse with ice. So all I got to say about this is prebiotic, more like pre-blah-ah-yuck. Okay.
Okay.
Add that to the soundboard.
He has a bunch of crumpled up papers on the side of his desk. He was writing that joke all night, writing.
This is like the end of a Marvel trilogy where it's like Casey will return in 2023.
A split decision on the Olipop. Adel, there may be one that only the two of us have, and that is the Signature Orange Soda. Ooh, Signature is Jules brand, I believe.
Yes, I bought this at Jewel.
Yeah, Jewel, if you're a Chicago native. Let's go ahead and do a little. It's like that opens well. I guess.
That was sexy.
That opens really
That's surprising for a store brand, yeah.
Yeah, that's an aluminum can. Okay, I gotta say, as far as orange soda goes, it's the exact same color and consistency as like the Sunkist varietals, is what I will say. Probably from the same region of soda.
It looks more translucent.
It's a little less viscous, but not much. It definitely smells like a knockoff. It doesn't have the same sharp sciencey smell.
Mm.
Sounds like maybe they used 10% less science when they did this. The lees are great. Lees are great. Stems. Excellent. Go ahead and give it a bucket pour. I mean, you get what you pay for. This is obviously a discount orange soda. That's going to be 0 stars.
And that 0 stars is accounting for the fact that it's cheaper as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a big factor in there.
Okay.
I had Signature Select. I listed it as the color was like, if you ever go to like a haunted house and they have like a laboratory scene of like a Frankenstein or something, they usually fill up a beaker or a bottle with like food coloring and water.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. There's nothing else good to say about this. Not that that was good. The best thing you could say. The one good thing I'll say is that the branding, the packaging looks like a 70s album cover, and that I like.
Mm-hmm. It's because it had Led Zeppelin on it, right?
Yeah,
there's just Robert a photo Plant. Of them. Yeah,
Robert Plant and Jimmy Page famously cannot be in the same room together, but they were offered a $500 million tour, turned down, but they will be on the same can of Signature Select. They did agree to that.
Yeah, talk
the
about
can
bite.
Of Signature Select. It looks like how do we have a label if we can't afford graphic design? And then you just like somehow you end up with the label for Signature Select.
Yeah, I think they use like the AI Stable Diffusion to generate that label.
It's like somebody made an MS in paint from presets.
Yeah.
Presets conceal your brand.
Thank you.
I realized I forgot to keep track of which one of these is the most expensive.
Oh.
We should try to figure that out. Ooh, I meant to keep track of that, but...
Yeah. By the way, I want to ask on mic, am I being reimbursed for all this fucking soda I bought?
No.
No?
No, okay. Nobody told you to do it.
Nobody told you.
We actively told you not to.
I texted you yesterday, but being like, hey, do you want to be on this one? You can go fuck yourself.
You said specifically, do you want to be on this one, or do you not want to die? And I'm like, well, I do want to die, so I guess I got to be on this one.
You chose.
Well, you do get the guest appearance fee, which is a nominal fee, but we should say if you read the contract that you signed, that does get taken away if you call Aaron crazy.
Yeah. That's
okay,
right.
But I didn't.
I said
I didn't want to. Because I felt like you were going to say it, Adel, which is why I said I don't want to.
But the episode's not over. 15 more minutes, Casey.
Literally every email and text you send us in the next week is going to bounce back to you. You're never going to hear from this again.
It's going to be fucking... I'm going to be getting like the green
Lose
bubbles.
This phone. Lose this podcast. Lose this podcast.
I got a dwindling supply of soda on my desk, so which one are we doing next?
Okay. Here's what I suggest. I feel like each person should just, with their remaining sodas, because we have about 5 minutes left, each person should just take a small chunk of time and just cruise through the rest of the sodas they had. How do we feel about that?
Well,
JPC, that'll be hardest. Cause
I think, Adel, while we still have some similar ones, because you and I still have at least three that we both had, right?
Yes, yes.
No, yeah, four, honestly.
Let's do that. Let's do the Mountain Dew Live Wire.
Let's do Frosties. Let's do Frosties or soda.
And here's some good news for you, Adel. Review crews are an hour, So, buddy, yeah. You got a whole another 15
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah.
Oh,
you literally
okay.
forget that every month, but there an hour. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I think right, for Frosty. This one, I wanted it to be.
Yeah, I get that.
Oh, yeah, of course. I know.
Frosty Addle, Frosty Orange Soda.
Yes.
What did you think?
This is one of the I will call these fancy since it came in a glass bottle.
Glass bottle.
Frosty, great fucking logo. One of the better logos, if not the best. It's a little bearded creep smiling right at me. Hmm. He kind of looks like one of the seven dwarves. I called him Orangey in the kitchen, and Gemma said, "Hun," I said, "not talking to you."
Since
1939. So you know they've been around a while. They kind of know what they're doing. I called the color old-timey orange. I thought this was the only thing I'll concentrate on nowadays is just the overall, and I'd say overall 4 out of 5, and part of it was carbonation, 4 out of 5. This is probably the most carbonated out of all of them, which is maybe why I liked it so much.
Interesting.
It had that very satisfying like little wisp that came out of the bottle when I cracked it open. I will say right on the label, since 1939, I have a little rule. If a company was established anywhere between, let's say, 39 and 45, do not Google the origins of that company.
especially Fanta, right?
Yeah, maybe best just not to know why this orange soda chose to come out in 1939. Yeah, I'm going to say very similar, a little more translucent than the other ones. I did like that little smoky wisp that popped off of the bottle when I opened it. Honestly, not as much science coming through in this one. Let's check the ingredients. Pure cane sugar. Okay, so this one is actually pure cane sugar, not high
very
fructose
sweet.
Corn syrup.
Very sweet.
So very sweet. Let's check the bucket pour. Really nice pour. Great splash to it.
Did you see the guy, the logo guy? Doesn't he kind of remind you like JP Riddles?
He's a little Seven Dwarves man. He's almost all beard, just like Orangey. A current day JPC. Wow. You know what? It's naturally flavored. 0 stars. I'm going to give this one 0 stars.
Highest score yet for JPC.
Technically my highest.
JPC, I know you're a homeowner now, and you just got to be careful with like your pipes. You own the house now, so just don't pour that down the pipes. Don't put it on your lawn.
This is going in a city sewer. I'm going up to the street.
It's like when you throw away a TV, you have to call the city.
Yeah. This is going to feed the rats for days.
It's like throwing out batteries. No one's quite sure how to get rid of the orange soda.
If you have PVC piping, it will melt your pipes. Okay. What else, Casey? What do you got?
Just real quick, my my nieces were over being babysit by earlier me and my parents, and I just want to say I have a whole fridge full of orange soda, and I did not offer them any.
Wow!
Because I don't want to hurt them.
You're a good uncle. Yeah, that's a good move.
Uncle of the year.
Uncle of the year.
One of my favorite movies. The uncle falls on his arm, and suddenly he can spank real hard.
Never mind, man. All right.
Casey will not be back. Casey will not be back.
Aaron, so I was wondering if Sean was home, because we talked about milk and spaghetti earlier, and Sean's loving milk. Do you know Pilk, Pepsi and milk?
What?
Oh, God, no. What is that?
It's a thing. It just had Lindsay Lohan even had like an ad for Pepsi just a month ago or something about Pilk. Hold on. I have another niece at the door, but hold on. Come in. Okay. Just a second. We're going to pause. Come here. Give me a... Okay. Bye-bye. I'll talk to you later.
Really...
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Well, that's the cutest thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
I truly thought you had called that niece in. I truly thought you had called her in to drink some Pilk on the podcast.
Dude,
I was like,
that
that's
would be
child
sweet.
Endangerment.
But you're like, I did offer them soda, but I will make her drink Pilk on air.
Yeah, that's right. What? Milk makes your bones strong. So what I was wondering is, I tried Pilk. It's actually pretty good.
No.
It's surprising, but it's pretty good.
Are you seriously talking about Pepsi and milk right now?
Yeah, but I
talk
what about
I'm about
orange
to talk, soda.
Listen,
the
buddy,
fuck are
I'm
you
getting
doing?
There. No, we're going to evolve.
Guys, we have an hour. Calm down.
Aaron, do you still have orange soda left?
Yeah.
Can Sean tell us how oilk is? Oilk?
Oik, oilk?
Oik, oik, oik.
Which is what a sick pig says.
Yeah.
Like half and half?
Yeah, I'll ask him right now.
Okay.
If Goofy was a pig, his catchphrase would be oik, oik.
Which one's... okay, so I have just two that you guys haven't tried.
Shout one out and we'll say if we have it.
Okay, Rockstar Recovery?
No,
Rockstar
did not take
Recovery?
It. Did not take it.
absolutely awful. Tastes like medicine. It has the tang and bite of citrus, but none of the flavor. It's undercarbonated. I'll
give you a hint, Casey. Anything that says recovery in it is going to taste like medicine.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
Oreo's recovery is not going to be a good snack.
It's undercarbonated, but that actually worked for Kickstart. But that's because Kickstart tasted slightly more organic.
Yeah.
It was better chilled, but that was just because, like, it's just awful. You have to pick one. And the last one I had was that Virgil's, which, since I know nobody had, I'll just say Virgil's is, like, one of the best artisanal soda brands out there.
Okay.
If you can get their cream soda, is the best cream soda I've ever had. It tastes, like, it's strong. You have to really want something sweet, but it's, like, it tastes like a piece of like vanilla cake or vanilla frosting or something. It's damn. That. But while it still like feels light, and their root beer is also very good. And their orange soda was like an orange cream flavor. Thought it had smooth texture. It was sweet, but not too artificial.
Okay.
But it's nowhere as good as their other, cream soda and root beer. It's better chilled.
Huh. Okay.
I mean, speaking of cream soda, I think Adam and I both tried the Teddy's Orange and Cream soda.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Teddy's comes in a 26-ounce bottle. Insane. It's old-fashioned style, and the mascot for Teddy's appears to be a Civil War person, unclear which side.
I thought it was Teddy Roosevelt. He's got a cowboy hat on. He's got like a little tied, like a Boy Scout ascot on. I just assumed it was Teddy Roosevelt.
I guess he got a big mustache. Is that Teddy Roosevelt? I guess it could be. It could be Teddy Roosevelt, the Rough Rider himself. All right, no pop on this. I'm going to give it a little pour. Ooh, I don't like that. I don't think it pours well at all. It's cloudy, which I don't really like. Maybe that's the cream? Yeah, it's the cream. You can definitely smell like the cream soda aspect of this. Mm-hmm. I used to love cream soda when I was a kid. My grandma used to have it stocked in her fridge. I actually don't know if I loved it. I just know that it was there, and we weren't allowed to have soda. So I think we definitely drank cream soda because that's what was there. Okay, you know what? The cream, it's some nostalgia hits coming from the Teddies. Pretty smooth bucket pour on that guy as well, giving it a couple extra shakes just to make sure. I'll say fuck you, Teddy Roosevelt. The national parks, they weren't yours. They weren't yours to give. Mm-hmm. We will give that one a 0 out of 10 stars.
Oh, okay. Man.
And interesting. I think that the cream, the orange and cream is a little, it feels like a little bit like cheating because I feel like this definitely was better than most of the orange sodas.
But that's the cream kicking in.
Because the cream kicking in. Mm-hmm. I called this a Dreamsicle Orange was the color. I thought orange flavor 0 out of 5, sweetness 5 out of 5. This I think was by far the sweetest of them. Overall, I'd say this is a 2.5 out of 5.
Was it too sweet?
Unless you're looking for, previously it was only orange soda, so to have an orange and cream kind of, I feel like the sweetness in context of a taste test like blew out my palate a little bit. Whereas previously I wasn't worried about
blew out your back palate.
Yeah. Fucked me so hard.
Yeah.
I have just one thing to say about that one. JPC, you said there's like a Civil War soldier on the front. You don't know what side. I learned never to ask the source of an orange soda made between 1861 and 1865. You just
don't
ask.
Even check. Don't ask.
I wrote down it looks like an 1853 saloon drink. So not too far from 1861.
Mm-hmm. And then, Adel, do you want to just talk about Sprecher? Did you try the Sprecher?
I did try this Sprecher. So Sprecher Orange Dream Craft Soda.
Yeah, this is definitely a craft soda. Wow, love that smell. I gotta say, that is the first appealing smell.
Oh,
ooh,
really?
That's a deep orange. That is a deep orange.
And was that a twist top?
I see the orange on that.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Was that a twist top or a?
It's probably a twist off. But I have the bottle opener.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, definitely got some carbonation in there too. Yeah, that one's got kind of a sweet smell. I mean, it's not high fructose corn syrup, but it's not real sugar. 16 fluid ounces,
what
glass
the fuck
bottle.
Is it? 16 fluid ounces, so it speaks multiple
it's fluent
languages.
In cow. Let's see, it is. Well, it's glucose syrup, carbonated water, and glucose syrup. Now, first ingredient is carbonated water. A lot of the other ones, first ingredient is just water. So maybe that's the carbonation hit. Let's do a bucket pour. Pours nice. I gotta say, pours nice. Zero stars for me.
Oh, I really thought maybe. I don't know why I thought.
Sprecher Orange Dream, another one in a glass bottle. Hands down my favorite. This one got a 5 out of 5 for me. Not only the, so I had the color as liquid sunshine. Taste mm-hmm. Liquid Sunshine. I thought this was fantastic.
You sound like you're in love.
Well, here's what I'll say, Aaron. The cow on the front. This is a big part of it. As I drank, I stared at the cow on the front of the label. Now, the cow is a sassy cow. It's drinking. It kind of it's stuck a straw inside of an orange, and it's drinking from it while making unblinking eye contact.
Big eyes.
It's sort of, it looks like the cow is searching for like meaningful connection. So
kind of sounds like this is sexier than the Sunkissed bottle then?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Hands okay. down.
Right. Yeah.
Hooves down. So this is my number one.
Wow.
Wow.
Aaron, did we hit, or Aaron and Casey, did we hit anything that you guys have not hit yet?
I'm pretty sure you guys didn't say these, but Cactus Cooler.
Well, that sounds fun.
Uh-huh.
Cactus Cooler is if there's a cactus at the casino and he's like winning too much, they send him the Cactus Cooler.
Exactly. But it's the orange pineapple flavor, and it tasted just like pure liquefied candy. It tasted like orange nerds if they became a candy. It was way too sweet. I could only do like a 2 sips of it.
Yeah, that's bad.
And then the poppy prebiotic soda, and it fully tasted like an orange LaCroix. It was flavorless, and I would do Olipop over that. Too light.
Yeah, too light for a soda.
But the king of all orange sodas is still the Fanta you can get at a McDonald's. That's the best still.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Is there any orange soda that we tried that we didn't cover yet, Casey?
You know what? I do actually have my friend Jason. We went out to lunch the other day, and he got a brand I'd never seen before.
Whoa.
And I still have the bottle here because we came and hung out afterwards. I'm like, damn, I wish I had tasted that. What is it called? I don't know what it's called. It's four letters, N-I-H something. It doesn't fucking matter, all right? It doesn't fucking, none of this matters.
What a story.
What four-letter word starts with N-I-H?
Oh, my God.
N-I-H.
Maybe? I think it's like maybe it's a name?
Yeah. Hey, Casey, I never call a woman crazy on this podcast.
Reap what you sow, my dude.
This is Casey in post. The soda was Nehi, N-E-H-I. I probably should have just cut all of this, but instead I'm adding an addendum. Back to the show. I have the power to do this, okay? I have to abuse it.
Adel, you had some specialty stuff. Was there any other stuff that you had that we didn't try?
Yes, a few things I want to go through very quickly.
Please.
The wildest packaging by far, Mountain Dew Livewire Orange. On the can, there's an eagle on fire. It's a flaming eagle.
No way.
It's next to lightning bolts, which is next to storm clouds full of orange slices.
Oh, my God.
There's also around the rim, around the top or the mouth of the can, there's also what looks like Greek or like Norse, like God of War sigils, like runes. And speaking of runes, this drink will ruin your day. This drink was so bad. Mountain Dew, drop the D, my dudes. This sucks so bad. This was my least favorite out of all of them.
Did you say Mountain Dew Livewire? I actually have one right here.
You brought it to me, yeah. You brought me one of yours.
Whoa.
Okay, pretty good. Pretty good.
But
opening.
Look at the can. Make
I'm
sure
hoping
you really
for an upset.
The
yeah.
can.
I think he might.
Let's get the pour.
I think this one just might.
Okay. Giving a. Get the lees in there. Yeah.
That's the color. Get the... Ooh, that's a deep saturated orange.
This one takes me back to, I want to say 2003. Yeah, 2003, the summer of 2003. The summer of 2003.
That's when you were in prison, right?
Summer between 7th and 8th grade. When Mountain Dew put out a limited time release 2 years after the release of Mountain Dew Code Red, which was a smash hit of Mountain Dew Livewire. Limited availability across the country. You could only get it in 2-liter bottles at first. And a young JPC would pedal his bike down to the gas station to buy as many 2 liters of Mountain Dew Livewire as he could fit onto his bike. Years later, the release started coming out in cans. Cans that I would go to the grocery store and buy all of their supply because it was only out for the summer and you had to get it year round.
He's crying.
Before it went away. Ah, yes. The spicy, poisonous tastes of Mountain Dew Livewire. One of the best Mountain Dew varietals. Of course, I haven't tried the 30,000 new ones that they have. But Baja Blast is the best. But Mountain Dew Livewire, a close second. Almost enough to make me want to take a little sip. But instead, I'll pour it into the bucket and give it 0 stars. 0 stars for Mountain Dew Livewire.
For the best.
What a great time I had with this 20 years ago, but... really glad that I'm not returning to tasting Mountain Dew Livewire and will be destroying the rest of a 12-pack.
And Adol, I don't think he's crying so much as the chemicals are making his eyes wet.
He got his face too close to the bottle. Yeah.
Yeah, they're really red and puffy right now, JPZ. It's like,
I've probably had more Mountain Dew Livewire than any soda that I've ever drank. And I used to love Original Mountain Dew, but as soon as Livewire came out, it was over for Original Mountain Dew. Original Mountain Dew nail in your fucking coffin.
Did you ever use like a Halo? Or wait, no, that was Gamer Fuel.
That was Gamer Fuel. That was. I mean, we're talking 2003. This is one of the first of this like new flavors that Mountain Dew ever tried out.
Yeah. Before they went nuts.
Yeah.
Let me go through the. I have just a few more here. Mm-hmm. Boylan Orange, Boylan. Boylan Orange Cane. It says cane sugar established 1891. So maybe the oldest one I drank.
Wow.
Nice clean logo. Looks like it's a bicycle company or something. Color was runny egg yolk orange.
Wow.
Nothing to write home about. It's probably smack dab in the middle. I also had this one had the longest title by far. I'm surprised they fit this all on the packaging. Packaging was dog shit. On the bottle, it said, caffeine-free Baumeister old-fashioned soda, established 1907, premium orange soda made with pure cane sugar, a Wisconsin tradition for over 100 years. It was a David Foster Wallace novel on a bottle.
That's like an Amazon title for like some product.
Way too long. Too long didn't read. Yeah, it was fine. Middle of the pack. And here, one last one. My number two after Sprecher's.
Whoa.
Okay.
I'd never heard of this, but when I showed a picture of it, JBC said, "Oh, I didn't know they still made that," and seemed giddy or happy. Balls, Bawls.
Yeah, I also heard Balls. Yeah,
was my number two. Came in a glass bottle. I gotta say, the glass bottle. Overall, the whole thing, the packaging, super sleek, fancy font. It looks like this bottle looked like it could hire me for a job. The bottle was ribbed.
Yeah.
There was little bumps to like always grip it better. And I was like, I've never seen this in my life. How is no other bottle doing this? We have this technology and we don't. It was incredible. It was a whole new drinking experience for me. This blew my fucking mind. Best packaging by far.
Adol, would you go out of the way to say to all the other orange soda, the ball's in your court?
Would you say it?
Would you say that?
Would you?
Would you on the record?
The ball's
right
on your court.
Thank you. That's all I ask. Case closed.
Adol, that's what the to me that is JPC's Livewire. Balls was like the thing in 2003. Like
really
having all
2004 for sure.
Like all night LAN parties of Halo or whatever, drinking Balls energy drink. Oh, by
original.
The way, maybe the reason
in the blue bottle.
Yeah, energy in the blue drink. Bottle. Maybe the thing reason you like that one the most is it has like six times the amount of caffeine as any
the other one. I thought mine was an energy drink, though. It was like a...
Balls is an energy drink. It's
Balls
just
is an energy drink.
It's
but it was in a glass bottle.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to the revolution, my friend.
Oh, no.
It has guarana or whatever.
All right.
All right. How are we doing on the oilk?
Work.
He's on a work call, but he can't. But he said, "Nope, it sounds so good, though." So that's our answer.
Look, I'm on a work call and I won't drink it. So I think that's fair. I think that's
so
fair.
Funny.
I will say also at the end of this, I thought it would be fun to just drink a glass of orange juice.
Oh,
and after drinking all that orange soda, orange juice tastes real bad. It was like brushing your teeth times 10, but I guess the opposite of brushing your teeth. Real, real bad.
Okay, so let's. Can we give up just like a summation, you know, out of 10 review of all of these orange sodas?
Yeah, I'm fucking done with them.
Yeah. My experience, honestly, great. 10 out of 10. Loved pouring it into the bucket. Loved going to a bunch of different stores and buying orange soda that I knew I wouldn't drink. Loved every minute of it. 10 out of 10. Would do again.
I'd say unless you're going to sprecker your balls. I'm done with orange soda. I don't want to drink anymore ever again.
You could have gone with Crush Your Balls, but you went with Sprecher Your Balls.
Well, I didn't enjoy Crush.
Aaron? 5 out of 10, and I'm sorry. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry. I am, though. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Aaron, there's nothing to apologize for.
Casey?
For me, I think it's a solid 5 out of 10, this experience, or a 1 out of 2.
A 1 out of 2.
Give us a 1 out of 2.
Insane.
Entirely because I will never drink orange soda again. So I think it's a net positive for my life.
Okay. Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Aaron, anything that you have to say?
Saturn,
in terms of what-
sorry. I'm really sorry. Sorry. Bye. Sorry.
the credits a try. Another show that was hosted by Adam Rafi, Aaron Keefe, JPC, Jake the Snake, and Bill Nye. Wait, no, I'm sorry, those two were lies. Lies. Casey Tony edited the show just for you. Ooh, and Arnie Parrott wrote the theme you're listening to. Ooh, he wrote this extra line that he will not need to use. Oh well, that was Hey Riddle Riddles. Reviews.